to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bombers will receive the second half kickoff, and Brody Patterson, the sophomore, catches the kickoff at the 27 and takes a knee right there, and that is where the Bombers will start with their first possession of the second half. We'll see what the Bombers do, what we see different here coming out of halftime. Down by seven, Bogey is going to be in at fullback, and it's going to be Isaac McKay, or rather, I knew it. It wouldn't take long for me to call him Isaac, Bryce McKay, in at quarterback. We had Isaac for many years at that position, didn't we?
Three of them.
Yes.
He's a very talented young man.
Stockton goes in motion. McKay keeps it on that read option, and he's going to get to the second level, and he is pulled down from behind, but not until he picks up 11 yards, and it's a first down run. Now, the ball came out. Sheridan says they have it, but the officials had already whistled him down, and it's a pickup of 11 out to the 38-yard line.
And that play, you know, worked perfectly as designed. You got a good read there. Everybody closed down on the fullback, pulled it out, hit that seam around the end, and picked up nice yardage.
11:38 left, third quarter, just getting the second half underway. First play of the second half, a first down for Mountain Home. Strong right formation. The ball handed off right up the middle this time to the fullback, and it's going to be a pickup of about a yard this time for Bogey.
Really think they shorted him on the forward progress.
Should have got 2 yards there.
He got about to the 40.
Yeah. They spot the ball at the 39 instead. Hirschberger in, Bogey out now, the fullback position with 11:04 left in the third quarter, a 7-point Sheridan lead. Season opener for these teams here this evening. Mountain Home, one of only four home games on the season next Friday night as Harrison comes to town. Second and 9 here for the Bombers. And McKay will keep it on the option, falls across the 40 to the 41, and it's going to be third and long coming up here for Mountain Home.
Yeah, Brad, unfortunately on that play, it looked like the mesh, the timing got a little thrown off. Not 100% sure that we read that the way we wanted to. And so, you know, those are the things that are just going to get better in time with repetition.
They'll give McKay the spot out to the 42, so it was a 3-yard gain. Brings up third and 6 here for Mountain Home with 10:15 left in this third quarter. Bombers down 7. Two receivers and a tight end to the left side. Third and 6, McKay, he's run into by his fullback. He slips out of that, tries to come back to the near side as he cuts it against the grain, hit and dropped after about a 1-yard gain to the 43-yard line. Well, McKay ran a long ways to pick up 1 yard. But
and that play didn't look right.
No.
Something was a little different. I know that the backfield looked different. It almost looked like we were in an offset eye. And I think there might have been a turn. There's something that just a little off-kilter on that play that wasn't fluid.
So the punt team will come in. It's 4th and 5 now at the Mountain Home 43-yard line. And the Bombers will be forced to punt. Watkins is the return man from Sheridan. Well, look at that. They got somebody else back there this time. Looks like Trey Davis is the deep man. He had a big catch across the middle earlier. The kick is going to be taken at the 28-yard line. They're across the 35, 40, 45, and a nice return by the Yellow Jackets.
You know, Brad, that was interesting. Pausch didn't use his normal rugby style.
Did
he
not.
Kicked that one straight away. Nice, tight spiral, but didn't get a lot of carry on it.
And it was returnable, unfortunately, and the Yellow Jackets take it out to the 46-yard line. That is where Sheridan will start with their first possession of the second half.
It's going to be real imperative here to maintain that tone that we had in the second quarter and limit those big plays.
You bet. Tucker out of the shotgun will hand it off. This is Lucas, and he's going to pick up about three and a half yards on the play.
But, you know, Brad, that's okay. You know, it's not a big play. That's a little three-yard gain. Put him back in the huddle. See if we can get him to put it on the ground for us.
Second down and seven coming up. Yeah, the strip by Mountain Home was the only turnover of the first half. There's one thing that Brian talked about in his pregame show was he was a little worried after the Bombers spit the ball on the ground twice against Highland last week in the scrimmage. Here's Lucas coming to the near side once again. Cuts it back and breaking down and making the tackle for the Bombers is Logan Walker, but not before it's about a four-yard gain. We're going to mark it at the 46. So a five-yard gain, third and two coming up. As the Yellow Jackets are into Mountain Home territory. Lucas had the last couple of carries. He comes out of the game now. Glenn Wright is in the backfield at that tailback position. Just under 8 minutes left in this third quarter. Sheridan leading the Bombers by seven. Wright gets the handoff, has a first down run. He's into the second level, and he's pulling tacklers with him. Inside the 30, the ball comes out, and the Bombers have fouled on it. Mountain Home recovers. That's Bogey. No, the official on this side saying he was down.
One
official threw the beanbag for the fumble. The official on the near side saying he was down. And actually, I agree. I thought he was down. I thought he hit and the ball pounced out. Matt Home coach is very upset. And the officials are talking about it. They're going to mark the ball at the 28 of Mountain Home. It was an 18-yard carry for Wright.
His much different style of running back, too.
Yes.
That's a big power back right there, and he just kind of cut it up the gut and started trying to bowl his way over people. Was a good job defensively, though, of bringing him down, not letting him break it. You know, there was a chance there that that could have been a much bigger play, even points, and then being aggressive, trying to punch the ball out, and getting the ball on the turf.
Now, Sonny, the officials are still talking about this. They're going to keep it with Sheridan. They talked about that for quite a long time. I thought what was odd about that was the back judge who threw the beanbag for the fumble, who had a pretty good view of it. He was not part of that discussion. It was the other four that talked it over. Brian Maddox wants an explanation from the referee, from the white hat, and he's upset.
Well, you know, big plays like that, those are game changers.
You bet.
You know, you want to get every one of those that you can, and sometimes you got to work for it.
Yep.
And it might work the next time.
Exactly. So, Watkins, or I should say Wright, with the big carry down to the 28th, the 18-yard gain. And the Yellow Jackets inside the 30 now with a fresh set of downs. Handoff coming to the near side. This is Lucas. Lucas is going to take it inside the 20 to the 19 with a 9-yard gain.
We've got a flag in the defensive backfield. Bryce McKay was tied up with one of the Yellow Jacket linemen.
Well, let's see what this is. Play goes to the 19, a 9-yard carry that time for Lucas.
Little extracurriculars there after the play.
We'll see. They haven't given an indication yet. Officials are talking. It looks like they're going to walk it off against Sheridan. And it is a dead ball personal foul against the Yellow Jackets. That's big. So the play goes to the 19 with a 9-yard gain, and then that put it back at the 34-yard line with the penalty. It's only the second penalty of the night against the Yellow Jackets. Each team with only two penalties.
You know, this has been a surprisingly clean game
yes.
for early in the season. You know, we saw a few timeouts that we've had to take for both teams for the clock, the play clock, but clean so far.
Second down at about 17. Handoff coming to the near side, and it's going to be about a 5-yard pickup. And now the pile's being pushed. Oh, my goodness. They got about four blue jerseys behind that pile. They had him stacked up at about the 29, and he winds up down at the 21-yard line. The carry that time was, yeah, it was Caleb Pill. Was that 25, Sonny?
I thought it was 26.
Okay, that's Peyton Edwards then. That would make more sense. He winds up at the 21 with a 13-yard gain.
Well, he sure didn't run for that himself, that offensive line. And that is a big offensive line.
It is.
They pretty much picked the pile up and pushed it.
So third down and about, looks like third and about 3.5 here for the Yellow Jackets. Here's up the middle at the 10, the 5, the touchdown. That was Edwards once again. And he's in for the touchdown, and it's back to a 2-touchdown lead now for the Yellow Jackets.
They just did a great job of making a hole. I mean, there was a lot of room to run through. Either one of us could have run through that hole. And then once he slipped that tackle, he was off to the races.
So Peyton Edwards gets the touchdown, a 21-yard run, and the Yellow Jackets push the lead back to 2. Touchdowns. The extra point is good. 6:25 left in this third quarter. It's 21-7 Sheridan. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their 3 highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the pooch kick again by Sheridan. The Bombers field it at the 29-yard line. That is where they will start this possession. And certainly, there's still 6:23 left in this third quarter, but this is a big possession for this Bomber offense.
It does. You have a feeling right now that you have to have some kind of answer to reestablish that good play that you had going in the second quarter. You know, this quarter is looking a lot like the first quarter.
Right.
So, you know, just got to pop one.
Gage Lindsay in a fullback here for Mountain Home. McKay will keep it on that read option, bust it to the right side, and he's going to take it across the 35, pick up about 8 on the play to the 37-yard line.
Another good job on the read on that play. Pulled it out, and his feet are so quick. You know, it doesn't look like he's running hard until you watch his feet.
Yes. They're going to mark him right at the 38, so a 9-yard pickup on first down. 21-7, Sheridan with the lead over Mountain Home.
Now it's the time if you've got a little pass, a little pop pass that you want to call that, because if you're incomplete, you've got –
McKay will keep it this time. The ball came out as he tried to pull it back on the option, and Sheridan has come up with the football. It's a turnover. First of the night for Mountain Home.
Probably the worst thing that could have happened.
Yes. So the Yellow Jackets will take over at the Mountain Home 38-yard line.
You know,
Not only is it a turnover, but it's in your own territory.
Yeah, you've given them great field position. You've taken a short play that you had an easy first down that you could have converted, and now you've got to try and just step up and atone for that.
Tucker will give it to Lucas. Lucas to the second level, and he's got a big first down run inside the 25 down to the 22. He's going to pick up 16 on first down.
They're really doing a great job of opening some holes with that offensive line.
First down here for the Yellow Jackets. And it's Lucas once again, starts right, brings it back left, hit from behind, but that allows him to fall forward for a pickup of about 5 on the play.
Really looks like Sheridan is trying to impose their will at this point.
4 yard gain as they finally spotted at the 18-yard line. They have moved the ball well most of the night. Sheridan has. Under 5 minutes left in this third quarter. Yellow Jackets up 21-7, but now in the red zone once again. Lucas will get the carry. Sweep to the left side. And we got a flag coming in from the backside. This one's probably going to come back, and it will. It's a hold. The hold occurred at the line of scrimmage, the 18, so that'll back the ball up to the 28-yard line with the penalty. That's going to be the third penalty for 35 yards against the Yellow Jackets.
You know, kind of glancing at Sheridan's roster, they don't give you all the weights of all their guys. But, you know, we're looking at 245, 240, 225, 255. These are not small kids out there.
No. So second down now for the Yellow Jackets, second and 16. And a timeout. They had trouble getting the right personnel on the field. 4:27 left in the third quarter. Sheridan 21, Mountain Home 7. You're listening to Bomber Football. Classic Hits 101.7.
It takes hard work to be a Razorback. It takes grit, toughness, and desire. You can't just walk in here and think that you can play for the Hogs. It's not that easy.
Huh. I'm being told it is that easy. And you can just walk in and play.
The new Razorback ticket from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery makes playing for the Hogs easier and more fun than ever. With prizes up to 100 grand, it's time you get your ticket and get in the game. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
4:27 left in this third quarter. It's Sheridan with a 21-7 lead over Mountain Home. Second and 16 for the Yellow Jackets at the Mountain Home 28-yard line. Tucker working out of the shotgun, the senior quarterback. He's going to roll the pocket to the right side, looking to pass. Nothing there. Tucks in and runs, 25-20. Hit there and knocked down at the 20, make it the 19-yard line. Gage Lindsay into the tackle that time for Mountain Home.
Good job on the coverage from sitting there in the zone. They didn't have anybody to throw to. But, unfortunately, when you're dropping back in that zone, he had that running room to go to.
Picks up 9. So, 3rd and 7 coming up now for the Yellow Jackets. At the Mountain Home 19-yard line with 3:50 left. Third quarter action. Watkins will take the snap. Check it. That's going to be, we got a flag on the play. That's Edwards in taking the snap that time. And let's see what we have. I haven't seen an indication yet, but they're going to mark it off against Sheridan.
The odds are usually good when it's that pre-snap or right at that snap and they blow it dead that it's going to be a penalty against the offense.
It was a procedure penalty. Moves the ball back to the 24. Sheridan had just one penalty in the first half, 3 here in this third quarter.
You got a quarterback switch coming on here.
And that is going to be Connor Canterbury, a sophomore, pretty good arm. We saw him come in there in the first half, and they brought him throwing situations, 3rd and 12. Canterbury rolling to the left, wants to pass. Looks towards the end zone, has 2 men, it's caught, touchdown. For the Yellow Jackets, on the receiving end of the touchdown that time, Drew Damaris.
Who was not the intended receiver.
No.
He was the second receiver. They were running the same route.
Yes.
And
odd.
Actually, I really thought that we had a chance that we were going to pick that ball because it looked like we were tracking well. But that's a sophomore. That's a pretty talented little sophomore. He showed a lot of good arm strength right there, especially on the roll.
He did. Now the extra point attempt is blocked. That was Logan Walker that's in there. Blocks the extra points. So, with 3:16 left in this third quarter, it's Sheridan 27, Mountain Home 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday Night Lights.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
What a nice return on the kickoff by Logan Walker. A 35-yard return from the 20 across the 50 to the 45 of Sheridan.
He made a great cutback. He had seam that he saw and was able to put his foot in the ground and make that cutback and then burst through it. I thought for a second that he might be able to house it, but they were able to run him down there at the 45.
So the Bombers will start in Sheridan territory at the Sheridan 45-yard line with this possession. Down by 20 points. It's 27-7 now.
Stockton back at quarterback.
Yes, Lawson Stockton back in at QB. And play action. Wants to pass. Looking towards McKay, and it's incomplete.
Just a little bit off, let him a little bit too much. Two defenders there to kind of break it up. That was a nice throw, though. A nice little tight spiral.
Yes. Point lead for the Yellow Jackets. It was 14-7 at halftime, and Sheridan with a couple of touchdowns in this third quarter. Able to take advantage of the Mountain Home turnover and turn it into points on that last possession. Stockton still a quarterback. McKay in motion. The toss sweep goes to McKay. Left side. Now he's trying to cut it back in. Goes back outside with it. Pulled down from behind, but not until he picks up about 7 yards down to the 38-yard line.
You know, that was just using his natural God-given talent there. He used the speed to bust outside. I think we did a pretty good job, though. We anticipated they came with a blitz from the middle backer, walked him up over the center, blitzed that, and we were able to use that pitch to get outside quick.
So third and three coming up for this Mountain Home offense with 2:27 left in the third quarter, down by 20. Stockton will give it this time. And the ball's on the ground. They're going to rule the runner was down, and it's going to be a first down run. Trying to see who that was. It was Hirschberger.
It was Hirschberger.
And he's a little slow to get up.
Yes, he is. I think, and an official just took a spill. Fell on top of him.
Yes. Hirschberger limping on that left leg. He gets a first down, though. As the Bombers get a fresh set of downs. They're going to mark it at the 34. So Gage Lindsey back in a fullback now for Mountain Home, and Hirschberger on the ground on the Bomber sideline right now.
You know, we're getting to that point where you're going to see conditioning come into play.
Could see some cramps, yes. First down for the Bombers. Play action. Stockton to pass, and is tipped and intercepted at the 12-yard line. The return across the 20, the 30, and going to be pulled down at the 30-yard line. The pick that time by Ethan White of Sheridan.
A very good tackle there, too. Number 21 for the Bombers.
That was Adam Sorrell into the tackle. Well, the second turnover of the night by Mountain Home. This one was a tipped pass that gets intercepted. So Sheridan by 20 will get the football back. And they'll start this drive at their own 30-yard line. with 1:46 left in the third quarter, 27-7 Sheridan. The handoff right up the middle. It's Lucas with it, and he's going to have what appears to be a first down run at the 41-yard line.
Almost looked like a trap there, Brad. It had a little crossbuck action there, some pulling linemen, and it really opened up a hole.
So that is the 15th first down of the night for the Yellow Jackets. They mark it at the 42 is where they finally put the ball down.
You know, Coach Maddox talked about developing depth, and they, you know, we can see that we haven't been able to do that yet, and those linemen are getting a little tired.
Yes. Here's a handoff to Edwards, who's back in the game and played nicely up front by Mountain Home. The initial contact, I was trying to see who got up off the bottom of the pile. That was Boje
on the tackle.
Yes.
And he did exactly what the defense is designed to do. You know, that's one thing we talked to Coach Maddox this week about during the show and after the show, was let those linebackers make plays. Get those defensive linemen, tie up the offensive linemen, so those guys can come downhill. Boje's had a really nice night.
He has played very well. Second down and 10 for the Yellow Jackets. Tucker looks to pass. Swings it left side to the tailback. Edwards with the catch. Takes it across the 50 to the 49 of Mountain Home. It's a 9-yard pickup, and it's going to be third and one coming up for Sheridan.
Just a nice little swing out, and you got to have, you know, that first tackle. We made a good try at it, but he was able to shed that one and get another few yards.
So third and one coming up here for the Yellow Jackets to the Mountain Home 49-yard line. With 7 seconds left in the third quarter, they will not run a play. We've reached the end of three. Sheridan 27, Mountain Home 7. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Someone once said that a strong local economy must have four cornerstones of strength: strong schools, strong churches, a strong hospital, and a strong banking community. It was Joe Miles who said that, a community banker who has spent years volunteering, leading, and advocating for all four cornerstones. Integrity First Bank extends our most heartfelt appreciation to Joe as he enters retirement, celebrating 43 years in banking. Have a big time, Joe. We wish you and Catherine a very happy and long retirement.